the only thing I associated with you for, I don't know, a couple of years was just Tito's and soda.
Tito's and soda.
Is that still a thing?
No.
Really?
I bring a Tito's and soda with me on stage, but I did Vino November, so I did a bottle of wine every night in November.
That's not a thing.
100%. Cheers.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You look like you've been at sea for a while.
This fucking Austin kills me.
Yeah?
Yeah, because God, man. I partied so hard yesterday.
So wait. We got a little fucked up here.
I continued that. I had a very quick clip.
Because when I was leaving, you're like, I'm going to have another beer. And that's the last thing I heard.
I'm going to have a beer this morning.
Okay.
I get mixed up on what yesterday was. Like, I can't remember. I keep thinking I was smoking pot in my tour bus before dinner.
Is your tour bus here?
My tour bus is here, yeah.
Okay.
So I keep thinking that, but then I keep going, I think that was before we went to Kuya.
So you did go to Kuya?
Yeah, we went to Kuya yesterday.
And what'd you do? You were fucked up while you were there? Did they know?
Yeah, they knew. I thought they didn't, but they did. They did. And I walked in with the fucking tall boy screwdriver. And yeah, and I'm certain this is a
Isn't
place.
Isn't it like a wellness center?
It's a wellness center, yeah. Wellness center. And I walked in with a tall boy screwdriver. I was like, put me in a deprivation tank.
And they did?
I went into a deprivation tank for an hour.
How did that? Did that feel? Was that crazy?
Oh, no. It was so fucked up, Tom.
So you didn't really experience it at all?
I fucking just fell asleep. I just fell asleep.
Were you scared of drowning?
No, you are on top of the water.
Okay.
Like, you are buoyant as fuck.
Okay.
Like, I got in. The guy that owns it, runs it. Everything's a little bit of a blur. And I don't know why. I don't know when it started, the blur started. I was like functional. I don't think anyone really knew that I was fucked up. I was very functional. And I got
Didn't
in.
Didn't you just say they definitely knew you were fucked
at
up?
At the end of the night. I thought I was playing it off cool. But like, we did like a 2-hour session there.
What else did you do?
I was in the sauna for like, I couldn't break a sweat in the sauna.
That's weird.
Very weird. Well, I was polar plunging for 4 minutes, 5 minutes.
You were doing polar plunges too?
Yeah, I was doing polar. Let's start with the deprivation thing. They get me in there. They put you in a massage chair to relax you. They give you some rose petal water or something, some sage. They sage you and everything, and then they put
and
you.
And you're drunk.
I'm drunk, and I'm very high. I'm very high. Like I don't smoke pot a great deal. Yeah. We went back to the tour bus and we smoked another joint before we went to Kuya. And so I walked in, I'm very high. Cause I remember Rogan being like, you want to be high in these deprivation tanks. Mm-hmm. They put me in a massage chair and I fell asleep in the massage chair. I was in the massage chair, just fucking passed out. And he's like, into the deprivation tank. I'm like, And then I got totally naked. Got in the deprivation tank, and it's crazy because it's the lights are on and there's music, and that's like your warm up, and then you hear like a and the lights go off and it's pitch black, and at first I was like, I'm gonna freak out.
Yeah.
And then and then you find your brain. I found my brain going in and out of dream, so like I would not lucid dream, but I would go into a dream and then come out of a dream, and then go into it and come out of it. And then I And then I had like a little bit of a period where I had so much salt water in my eyes. I couldn't sit up because it's too buoyant. So you're just like, I had a heart. I was like fucking, I was in there. If there is a video, I brought a camera in. And so I had to get out one time and like rinse my face and then get back in. And then I just passed out. I woke up and I was like, fuck, are people still here? Because I was like, it's just pitch black. And I was like, how long have I been sleeping? I woke up and I came out and the guy was like, hey man, you good? And I was like, yeah, I think so. I was like, how long was I in there for? He's like, an hour. And I was like, oh, okay.
And you just got a good nap.
I got a good nap. You're really buoyant. Like, that's the crazy thing. You are on top. You're actually on top of the water.
Because there's that much salt.
You're on top of the water. And you're very... I did not experience whatever everyone else does where they hallucinate. I did not get that. I'll tell you what was crazy is my back kept cracking. I've never been in like a weightlessness, like, and so all of a sudden you're just like elongating,
uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden my back just started going like almost decompressing,
mm-hmm.
And I was like, stretch it, and then it would go more.
It was
kind of crazy, but then I think I rinsed the salt off me, like I didn't totally rinse the salt off me,
uh-huh.
So I was like salty, like, and like. They're like stacks of salt on your body.
And then you get to the sauna?
I went to the sauna and it's fucking packed.
Packed?
What do you mean? It's like fucking everyone's in there. Like it's a lot of dudes, a lot of fucking chicks. Everyone's attractive.
It's a unisex?
It's a unisex sauna.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then I'm like, Bert, don't talk. Don't talk.
Yeah.
Because I'm fucking wasted. And so I go through the first round. I don't talk. I polar plunge. I talk to the chick, polar plunge in.
Wait, what are people wearing?
Just like bathing suits.
Okay.
But people are going in, polar plunging, then coming in, get back in the sauna, going in the polar plunge, coming back and getting the sauna. So I do it good. I'm like, I'm doing the sauna for like 15, 20 minutes. And then I'd break a sweat. But the polar plunge would get you so cold that you'd be in the sauna for like 15 minutes just trying to get warm. And then I was like... And then I was like, perfect. I haven't really spoken much. And then someone was like, do they have these in LA? And I was like, yeah, but usually there's a dude sucking another guy's cock. And everyone's like, quiet. and I'm like, God damn it. I knew I shouldn't talk.
Yeah.
And then I leave. I don't realize like Dave and Andrew are in there. They're in there. I leave. And apparently one of the guys goes, that's how I met him. And then they talked about sucking each other's cocks for the next like 15. Like started something where they were like, wait, and everyone's like, wait, you really suck cocks in here? And the guy goes, yeah, yeah, very popular in Hollywood. He's like, he's not Ryan. He's not wrong. He's like, it's more steam rooms, but yeah, it's more steam rooms is where we blow each other, and people are like, you guys really blow each other? And you know, it's Kuya is
how big is this sauna?
It's as big as this room.
And how many people are in it?
Maybe eight.
Okay.
Maybe eight. I don't know. I don't remember. My eyes were closed a lot. Like, I was just like this a lot. Like,
and you're like, usually there's people sucking cocks.
Yeah. It's weird because you know, the people that go there are like Aubrey, Marcus. They're very open-minded people.
Right.
They're very spiritual people. Yeah. They're like, they're talking about doing sweat lodges. Like, they're very cool, cooler than me. Everyone there is much cooler than me. And so, like, when the conversation of, like, blowjobs comes up, everyone's open-minded. And they're like, you know, I guess I wasn't there. I just dropped the bomb and walked out. Mm-hmm. And then, but they were like, Dave was like, everyone was very, like, positive and, like, wasn't, like, a negative thing. They were like, yeah, I'm very fluid sexually and stuff. And
yeah.
But it was really fucking cool. I wish we had got massages from the lady because she was really great. She wasn't in yesterday. But we spent, like, 2 hours there. Had a fucking blast.
And then did you feel sober-ish coming out of there?
I thought I was fucking sober. Like, I swear to God, I thought I was sober the whole time. Like, I thought I was sober. Like, I'm functioning. I'm high. I know I'm high. I'm like, but when I got out, I was like, I am stone sober. And I started drinking vodka out of a fucking, that's what I think got me. Is we had a cool, like a little cooler, little roadie of vodka. And I was
just
drinking,
straight?
And I was drinking it like it was water, and in the Uber to go to sushi,
and that's what you think. Gotcha.
And that's what got me. That and two bottles of wine at sushi. We went to Uchi.
Yeah.
And
supposed to, I mean, yeah, it is really good, actually.
It was fucking awesome.
But wait, are you sure?
You know, I don't really. The one thing, my one takeaway was the they said it was this girl rejoiced in telling me it would be a 45 minute wait. Like, it was like so bizarre.
What do you mean? The
like,
hostess?
She was like so excited to tell me it's a 45 minute wait. I was like, okay. And I said, but it'd probably be shorter. And she goes, oh no, it's 45. Like, it was the bizarrest conversation. Yeah. I said, how long's the wait? She goes, oh, you're going to be here for 45 minutes. And I went, okay. And I said, can we like get a drink? And she goes, yeah. And I go, okay. But it probably, like, I always think,
yeah,
they say 45, but it's going to be less.
Yeah. Then
that's what they always tell you. Yeah. And I was leading her into that. And I was like, but it'll probably be less than 45, right? And she went, oh no, it'll be 45 minutes. And I was like, cool. And it was 15 minutes.
It was
a 15 minute fucking wait. And so we had a glass of wine. And then I told the lady, razzle dazzle. I said, just razzle dazzle. And she got it. She figured it out. Like, I didn't have to say much.
For the food.
All the only words. She goes, what do you guys like? And I said, ma'am, razzle dazzle. And she went, I get it. So she just brought shit out. Just brought shit out, and it was fucking awesome. And halfway through dinner, I said, I'm not working anymore. My brain, I'm not functioning. I need to get the fuck out of here. And they were like, what? And I was like, we need to leave right now. Like,
right?
Call an Uber right now. And they were like, really? And I was like, and I mean, Peter can tell you, I was like, I don't, that's, the last thing I remember was a short rib sushi. I remember getting one of those and going, I'm done. We got
to
go.
What do you think did it? What do you think took you to that level?
I have no fucking clue. I think I got roofied.
Oh, stop.
I think it was the woman that told me it'd be a 45-minute wait. No, I don't know. Something happened, and I just turned off. And I remember waking up in my bunk with my pants on and going, it's 4 in the morning. I got to fucking work out today. And I was like, shit. I was killing some water, searching in my bunk for waters. I was killing waters. And then we got out. We all walked from where we're staying to On It. At like
but wait, six. Didn't before then, didn't you think you were in a different city?
I don't remember that. I don't remember any of that. I don't remember. All I remember is the short rib sushi. And I just had that. That's the last thing I remember. And then this morning we're walking and they're like, do you remember thinking you were in San Diego last night? And I was like, no. No recollection of this. Like, no. Like,
zero recollection.
It's actually the only time.
So you seriously blacked out?
I blacked out. I fell asleep in the Uber. And I woke up and I said, are we close to the house? And they're like, we're staying in the tour bus. I said, we're in San Diego right now. And they're like, no. Peter, what was I saying? Do you know? What, was he just sleeping?
I don't know.
Peter, what was I saying?
You woke up and you said, are we almost at the house in San Diego?
And they were like, we're in Austin. I was like, no, we're in San Diego. I was pretty certain we were in San Diego. And they were like, what? And I remember that. And that, I swear to God, I thought, did that happen in the deprivation tank? Like, I have no recollection of any of that. And then I got up and I murdered a workout. I'm murdered. There's something fucking amazing about me. That I can be blackout drunk, call it at a sushi restaurant, think I'm in San Diego.
Yeah.
Then go to sleep.
Because here's the thing. Yesterday, we finished. I told you that I had to go work on something. And then you said, well, I'm not going then to work. So I didn't think you were going to go work out. You said you weren't going to go.
Oh, no. I love working out. I love working out.
No, but do you remember that or no?
No, I do not remember that. I remember telling
you. Said, you go, if you're not going, I'm not going.
I said that?
Absolutely.
I guess I changed my mind. I don't remember when I did.
Yeah.
But all the guys worked out. Everyone on the bus worked out. And I told everyone you were getting your vasectomy reversed. They were like, where's Tom? I was like, he's getting his vasectomy reversed. And they're like, for real? I go, yeah. He wasn't happy with it. Not a lot was coming out. And so.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, because he does come a lot. And I was like, yeah. It's funny hearing people, because now you live here, and they're like, man, that guy loves the aquarium.
Yeah, I've been once.
He's there every fucking day in his big green car. What? I swear to God.
People at Onnit think that?
And they're like, every day the guy's at the aquarium.
Which one of them is every day at the aquarium?
I didn't even say that. What the fuck are you doing at the aquarium? You fucking fish fondler.
Yeah, I went one time.
It was a great workout. This guy, John Wolf, see what he does at Onnit. I think he is like the head trainer. He was one that worked out with me and Joe. And he does these workouts that like he likes to destroy the parts of your body that you don't know that you have.
That's him?
Yeah, he's a fucking badass. His fucking arms and legs are so goddamn big.
I bet.
You can see his definition in his legs through his pants.
Really?
Like his fucking quads, you're like staring at him. And he does these things. Like there's no cheating with him. Like first of all, you do all these like open your chest and push and breathe. And then all of a sudden you're like, fuck, I'm breaking a sweat from the warm up. And then he had us do these bear crawls again, which are fucking like
brutal.
I cheated again. I was like, he didn't know that. He'll know now that I cheat, but this fucking. And
you wait till he's turned and you stand up?
When he turns, I just get up and walk. Fucking we did abs and I wait till he walks away and I just drop him. Like, and then he looks at him and I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah, my cousin Andrew. He was like, guys, if you're dealing with an injury, let me know. I don't want you to hurt. And he goes, I know Bert's got an elbow kind of thing. And Steve Fury's like, I blew out my ACL, my MCL, and I have no meniscus left. And he's like, okay. All right, great. So we're doing these bear crawls, and my cousin Andrew goes, I'm dealing with a pretty bad thumb injury. You're like, you should have never said that. He goes, what happened to your thumb? He's like, hurt it long time ago in lacrosse.
A long time ago?
So he can't use his thumb. Can you hitchhike? It's the fucking dumbest thing. Then fucking Steve Fury threw up.
He did?
Yeah, he doesn't party much. He always talks about liking drugs. I'm like, I think he might be a drug addict. Like, he goes, he's just very blunt. He goes, I don't do a lot of exercising. I'm going to go throw up. And we're like, really? And he goes, yep, and goes to the bathroom, throws up, and then he's like, all right, I'm back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he parties pretty hard. But he smokes weed, smokes blunts. I think he likes mushrooms.
So he partied last night, too.
He was the one that was lighting the joint. Me, him, and Andrew were the ones smoking pot. I'm sure Andrew's like, please don't tell anyone I smoke pot.
And did he throw up like at the end of the workout?
Or in the middle of it.
In the middle of it?
And then again at the end, and then shit himself. At the end, he shit. He had to take a shit, and he was like, it's coming out all the holes. He was like very unhappy. He was like, he did not enjoy the workout.
Yeah.
And then we did like a big kettlebell workout at the end with halos and presses. And it was, I fucking love that place.
Yeah.
It's crazy that like, it's crazy because you remember when Onnit started.
Yeah.
And it's bizarre that how big it's gotten.
Huge. Yeah.
Because it just started with like, I'm still blown away by that. That technically it all started with Fleshlights.
You love bringing that
up. That's amazing to me because it's just like a testament to don't ever say no. Take every opportunity because if Joe hadn't gotten those Fleshlights,
right,
him and Arbery wouldn't have started Onnit.
Yeah.
And now it's like a multi-million dollar business.
It's crazy.
And you go there and like, it's funny because I've never been there before. I've been there now twice in the past week, but to know where it started from,
right,
to see where it is today is so impressive. I don't know. I think of it, I find that fucking fascinating. I haven't seen Aubrey yet. He's a fucking legend in Austin.
Yeah, sure.
Everyone talks about him. Like in Kuya, everyone that saw him knew who he was. Like
I bet. Well, yeah. I mean, he's. He
is fucking shredded.
Yeah, he's a really fit dude, man.
He is a very fit dude. God damn it. Like, if I wonder if my wife would be like, yeah, bring him into the bedroom. Look at that fucking, and he's got perfect hair. Like, his hair is, he's perfectly haired.
You sound like you really want to fuck him.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Yeah, would you ever do ayahuasca?
Yeah, I want to.
For real?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I want the experience.
Really?
Yeah. I actually tried to set it up.
No.
I swear.
For real?
Yeah.
Would Bush do it?
I don't think so.
Would you do it? Who would you do it with?
I was just going to go and do it like with whoever administers it, you know? Like,
you're doing it by yourself?
Yeah.
You're so fucking weird.
Yeah. Why?
I have no interest in doing ayahuasca.
Why is that weird?
It's just that you'd go by yourself and just go, oh.
Well, it's supposed to be like a, you know, like a personal, you know, vision quest journey. That's what I was hoping for. It wasn't like, hey, let's get my friends together and do ayahuasca.
Yeah.
No. That's You're fucking weird.
Yeah,
no.
I'd want to do it with you. Like, I'd want to do it with a big group.
A big group? No, I don't want to do it with a big group.
It's going to lower depressions. So, but do you hear Ron White's story about doing it?
No.
He said he did it the first time, was like fucking scary, and he was like, I'm not doing that again.
Uh-huh.
But you do it like 5 days in a row or something.
Really?
Yeah, you don't just do it once. You go in and you do it. See how it affects your brain. I'm having like, I might really need a beer. I think I'm having a panic attack.
Really?
Yeah, like.
Okay, guys, let's get him.
Get what?
A beer.
Oh. That just scared me.
What did you think I was?
I don't know. I thought you were fucking with me. So wait, I thought you were going like, let's get him. And then they were going to come in. Does this shirt look too small on me? I have a, it's DMT is the same thing as ayahuasca?
No, analysis revealed that DMT significantly altered electrical activity in the brain, characterized by marked drop off in the alpha waves, the human brain's dominant electrical rhythm when we are awake. I don't know. Does it release that?
I meant to bring a bunch of beers over here. We should have Dave come over and bring beers over here for any. Because we have a bunch of beers on the bus that we should give to any because I drink all his beers all the time.
Yeah. We'll do that.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't know if I would enjoy ayahuasca. But I didn't really mind the deprivation tank, so I wonder if I just would fucking feel the same way about ayahuasca. What if it made me quit drinking? What do we got? Oh, nice. Oh, Voodoo Ranger is a good one.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm really starting to...
What's your beer of choice? It used to be for a long time, I was associated with Heineken.
Yeah, Heinekens were a big thing for me. And then I stopped drinking Heinekens when we did our weight loss.
Really?
Yeah, when we did our weight loss challenge, I stopped drinking Heinekens entirely.
What's your go-to beer now?
You know, I don't have one.
Really?
I don't have one.
Then you were also the only thing I associated with you for, I don't know, a couple of years was just Tito's and soda.
Tito's and soda.
Is that still a thing?
No.
Really?
I bring a Tito's and soda with me on stage, but I did Vino November, so I did a bottle of wine every night in November.
That's not a thing.
No, it is. I made it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I made it. Yeah, I made it. I was the only one that did it. But I held to it, and I had a bunch of really great wines. I'm more of a wine guy these days.
You look like a wine guy now.
I feel like a mess right now. I feel like I feel like I'm wearing shorts. I don't ever wear shorts. Can you see that I'm wearing shorts? Good.
Do you know who else is a wine guy, and this is for real?
Johnny Depp? Who?
Gerard Depardieu. He loves wine.
Does he?
Do you know about him getting fucking blackout drunk on a plane, and he pissed in the aisle?
By the way, that could have been me last night.
I know. He pissed in the aisle. He was super drunk.
If I shaved my beard, I'd look like that.
No, look up his plane thing, man. Like he got blackout drunk. I think he drank like a few bottles on the flight. Apologize for the humiliating incident, which saw him removed from a flight to Dublin, urinated in front of fellow passengers after being refused to use the lavatories the plane prepared for takeoff.
This is before takeoff. By the way, I've been there. I've been there. When you're like, hey, I need to use, I got to piss.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
They're like, I'm sorry, sir, not now. And you're like, no, I'm going to piss my pants.
Yeah.
I'm going to urinate in my pants. And they're like, then you have to go in your pants.
Yeah.
And you're like, hold on, what world are we in right now?
It's, yeah.
I'm siding with Gerard Depardieu on that one.
How about Gerard Depardieu wine consumption?
That is aggressive.
He starts drinking at 10 a.m.
He starts drinking wine at 10 a.m.
And he says, when I'm bored, I drink. That was also like, looks like seven, almost 8 years ago that he said this.
14. What's he look like today? Not one of these pics. Wow.
There you go.
He doesn't look that bad.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
14 bottles of wine a day. Yeah. And he smokes.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at him and you go, if he's still alive.
He's so French, you know.
Accused of rape.
Well, that kind of changed the whole tone of everything. Oh, shit.
What is this? This room smells horrible. Just, I can't get past the smell of this room. No, I was a wine guy all November, and then I don't really have a drink these days.
What?
I don't have one that I've been enjoying. I don't have one that I look forward to.
But you wanted a beer, for instance, right now. Why did you think you opted for a beer as opposed to?
Because I know that's what any has.
Oh, but if you could, if I was like, you can have any drink you want right now, anything. Is there anything that pops into your head?
I want a Slurpee.
Really?
I want a Slurpee. I'm very unhydrated right now.
Will you nap today?
Yeah.
What, on the way to Houston?
Yeah, I'm going to fucking pass out on the way to Houston.
Yeah.
I'm worried about that nap.
What about it?
I'm worried that I won't take it, that I won't, like, that I'm going to miss my nap. That's why I want to have a couple beers today.
Oh, yeah.
And then pass.
Nap anxiety sucks. I've had it so much.
Yeah.
And I'm not a good napper. I have to be like in a really perfect mental state or totally exhausted to catch a nap. I really hate it.
I fucked up my naps the other day. I'm really good at napping before the show.
You like, are?
I can sleep for an hour right up to showtime.
I'm jealous.
Oh, it's the best. I go, we do like a fun day workout, and then I try to get back to the bus around 5, and I pass out around 5:30. And I'll sleep up until 7 o'clock.
Really?
I have Peter wake me up as the show starts so that they're getting on stage.
And you're starting to wake up.
And I'm starting to wake up. It's backfired because I've gotten on stage still sleepy before.
Yeah.
But if I usually have a coffee, I'll take a quick shower, have a coffee, and then get on stage in like within 14 minutes of waking up.
Every time we do this, I keep thinking of the thing you said. That we tour. so differently.
Why?
I mean, that just sounds, that what you described would give me such anxiety.
Oh, for real?
To be woken up as the show starts, be like, take a coffee, here's the shower. And like, I'd be like, oh my God, I'd be in a panic.
Oh yeah. No, I love it. I love it because it is within, and then I know I've maximized my day. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm not sitting there waiting around.
Okay.
Like I like to know that it's that.
How do you typically sleep at night on the road?
Within 2 minutes, when my head hits a pillow, I fall asleep.
And what time is that usually?
3 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah. 3, 4 a.m.
And then what time are you usually up?
Bus calls usually around 2, and then I wake up around 10.
Okay, so you're getting like, all right, 6 to 8 hours.
Yeah, sometime. Wake up around 10, and then we try to go do something active. Like, we've been playing a lot of frisbee golf, lot of disc golf.
Yeah.
A lot. And there's great places in Austin to play disc golf.
Yeah?
Yeah, and all through Texas. Texas has been fucking amazing to play disc golf.
Really?
Yeah, legit courses. Where did we play in Austin? What the fuck's Peter doing?
I don't know.
But yeah, I've been enjoying. I played disc golf. You know what's really interesting is I played disc golf in college before it was like a big thing.
You did?
Yeah, we played a lot in college, and then my buddy wanted to go pro, and we all made fun of him. But if he had gone pro, he would be at the top. I mean, he'd be like one of the best disc golf players in the world now. So he would have been playing for the past 21 years.
Can you make
years.
A living doing that?
Yeah, some guys. I think so.
I bet you're good at disc golf. I bet you're good at it.
I am pretty good. We played a lot when I was younger. So I have like a great underhanded throw.
Hmm.
How much can you make? Oh, so I guess, I mean, you can make money.
Yeah.
I don't know if there are a lot of women, they're going to be like.
Sponsorships are where the real money is. So that's probably not.
Let's sponsor a disc golfer.
Like YMH style? Like, yeah. Or Two Bears style?
Yeah. We'll get them fucking decked out in.
Two Bears gear?
Yeah. Head to toe. Head to toe.
Get them in the new shoes. Yeah. All right.
Let's see. Top disc golfers. Preferably someone with a disability. I think that'd be better branding for us.
Yeah?
Yeah. Is there someone that's blind? Not blind would be a hard disc golfer. Is there someone who's blind? No, I, turn him this way.
Left. Just whispering to him.
Am I close?
You gotta go left. Too far left. I wonder what sponsors they have. Like, what kind of sponsors?
Get a blind disc golfer. This golfer with Two Bears. All this is like coming to the first tee, Johnny left. Hey, why don't we sponsor Josh Potter?
You think he could do it?
Take his glasses off.
Does it say?
Oh, for real?
Make it bigger?
Innova is the biggest disc golf, the ones I know. So wait, can we see some pictures of some pro disc golfers?
Yeah, I want to see disc golders.
Top disc golders? Ooh, let's get a chick. Let's sponsor a chick.
Yeah, there's a whole top 7 women in disc golf.
Yeah, let's see them. And pictures, too.
Okay.
Paige Pierce, too young. Next.
Okay.
She looks 14.
Okay.
Sarah.
Holcomb. Yeah. Evelina Salonen. They're all young.
They're all fucking young. Do we have an adult? Here we go. Katarina Allen.
Katrina.
You're right. Katrina. Yeah. Jessica Weiss looks like she smokes weed. Doesn't she?
I don't know. Paige Bjerkus.
Bjerkus is fucking 14. Jesus Christ. Helena Bloomroos.
Henna.
That's her name?
Yeah.
Henna is a child also.
They're all very young. They look young, I should say. I don't know their ages. Does it say their ages? Okay. Well, I mean, we could definitely reach out and see if we could sponsor someone.
Why don't we sponsor?
Is that really where we should be investing in?
Maybe not. I don't know if considering that we can't find the top golfers, I'm sure that we're not going to be able to find.
Yeah.
What should we sponsor? What athlete should we sponsor?
I don't know.
Fisherman. Let's really think out of the box.
Okay.
Like esports. Oh, we could support it. Yeah, but they don't. But do they listen to podcasts? Sure. Our sponsorship should lean into getting us new listeners, right?
Right, right, right.
So we need to find something. We need to sponsor something that will.
If you sponsor some badass gamer, that could possibly work. Yeah, sure.
All right, hot chick gamers. I bet there's some smoking hot gamers.
Yeah.
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 But what do they need us for?
Female. Top. He wants to know the female.
Oh, we'll sponsor a team?
Let's see. Yeah. Look at these. Okay, these are the top highest earning female esports gamers in the world. Let's see who they are.
Are you guys into gamers? Gaming? Yeah. Any of you seem like you'd be a gamer.
That's where he comes from.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He loves gaming. Okay.
Ooh.
Here's Sasha.
Sasha's very attractive. Is it? Can I not say that?
Yeah, you can for sure.
Sasha, I hope she's 18. Okay, she is very attractive.
Okay.
She's like got model good looks.
Hold on. Oh my God. I'm reading what's underneath it.
She's from Canada.
Scroll a little more.
She's 24.
Okay. Esports player in the world
she
with.
She earns $200 million?
I think that's $200,000.
Oh. Yeah, that would be fucking odd.
Yeah.
We'd all know who she was.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Catherine Gunn. Mystique. Jesus.
Oh, those are their gaming names. Mystique.
Yeah. She's American. Has been professionally gaming. Can you make that bigger? Since 2007. Okay, Halo Reach, Mystique. She has, let's see. All right, so she's making like six-figure stuff.
They're all making six figures.
Yeah. Ricky Ortiz.
What's her gamer name?
I don't know. Let's see if it says it underneath here.
Date of birth unknown.
Unknown. Okay. Okay.
Oh, really?
So that's like her game? Oh, Ricky's also known for being the highest-ranking transgender player. Like the first one who you thought was gorgeous.
Sasha's transgender?
Yes.
Fuck yes.
Yep.
Oh, then let's sponsor Sasha. Ooh.
With Georgie.
I love this haircut.
Bartel.
Kasumi? Wait, go back to Sasha. I didn't know Sasha. Wait.
Let's go through this list first.
Okay. Marjorie.
Yes.
Bartel.
Yeah.
Kasumi-chan. I like her haircut.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
I like her glasses.
It's like throwback style,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's very attractive.
Yeah.
I hope that we're not going to get in trouble with gamers. Gamers are fucking crazy
why are we getting in trouble?
I don't know. You never know what, like, you're not supposed to call chicks attractive.
All right, she won 50,000. Well, that was a long time ago. These are like, I think this is an old list, man.
Do you think a lot of these people are dead now?
When did that list come out?
Go back to Sasha. I can't believe Sasha's transgendered.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess I can't see it.
We're just looking at one image. You could look at more images.
Type in more of Sasha Hostin. They've been bullied because of this. Is that what that said in that article?
I didn't see that.
I don't see it. Is that? Oh, I still think she's hot.
Well,
are you sure? And by the way, is there an advantage to being transgendered in esports?
I don't know.
Like if you're shut up. So there's no benefit to be a guy and play esports. Girls are just as good as guys.
They compete in the same.
Really?
That's what he's saying.
So what other sports does sex not matter? Because billiards, it shouldn't matter, right?
But are women in the same?
No, they have female and male, I bet. Because there's the Black Widow.
Yeah.
I met her once, I think.
That's that the billiards player.
I played pool with her.
How was it?
She has a bad back.
Really?
Yeah, she has a bad back. What, am I not supposed to? Is that a secret?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Type in the Black Widow. She's beautiful. Fucking beautiful.
Are you good at pool?
I thought you were going to say, are you into Asian chicks?
Oh.
Are you into Asian chicks?
Are you?
I never was, and now I am.
Did you ever?
She is gorgeous.
Did you ever hook up with one?
No. I've only hooked up with whites. It's my whole thing. My whole list are whites.
Really?
Whites. Let me think. I can write them down. There's only six of them. I'm going to write down my list.
All right.
You try to write down your list.
Okay.
People you've made love to.
Made love only?
Yep. Okay. I'll put Leanne as the last one.
It's probably best.
That girl in Liverpool. Wow. How many of you people have you had sex with?
I don't know.
Do you need any more ink for that pen?
It's not that long of a list.
It's not that long of a list. I thought your number was going to be in like the hundreds.
No.
For real?
No, dude.
How many women have you had anal sex with?
Anal? Zero.
For real?
Never had anal.
Me either then.
I'm trying to remember. Why? Who am I forgetting? Oh.
You haven't had sex with a lot of people at all.
Well, I'm trying to remember names, man. Jesus. I can't remember their names.
This one kind of counts. My dick was between her butt cheek and her bed.
Oh, here we go.
My blowjob list is through the roof.
Really?
Yeah. I remember doing a TV show with Gary Valentine. Gary Valentine is Kevin James's brother. We had a TV show together. Yeah. He is the funniest human being alive. And we were talking to a sex expert, and she was talking about as the number of people you have sex with increase, you increase your odds of, it's very, very obvious, you increase your odds of sexually transmitted diseases. And she goes, Gary, how many people have you had sex with? And he goes, do we count blowjobs? And I couldn't stop laughing. She goes, no. And he goes, oh, I don't know. There you go. You've been counting blowjobs as your sex number. He is fucking hilarious. He is one of the funniest human beings. God damn it. That's crazy. You become friends with someone and then you just don't ever see them again.
Yeah.
Isn't that bizarre? We used to spend every fucking day together because we worked on a TV show together. We drink every night. Did I ever tell you the time that that we pranked Gary and we put Mike Burton in the back of my truck?
Mm-mm. Yeah. Yes. And then didn't he pop up?
Yeah, he popped up. That was the fucking hardest. That's not Mike Burton.
You know the problem is with lists like this, though, is that you probably dated all these girls, right?
Yeah, I did. No, these two I didn't.
Okay. Because most of these are one-nighters, and they're so old.
But do you count putting your dick in someone a little bit? There's Two chicks I kind of put my dick in, but I didn't fuck them. Like, we kind of like, you know, like, just like little, and then you're like, nah, and then they sucked my dick.
Jesus, man.
Why?
Why didn't you guys, why did you put it in and then not?
Are we going to be honest?
Yeah.
Because I come so fast, I didn't want to just blow. I was having fun.
So you were like, ah, let's not do this.
And it was like, and it was.
But did you frame it as like, I don't want to do this yet?
No. No. One I really wish I had had sex with. Really, in retrospect, I really regret not having sex with her. Hmm. Wish I knew her name. She was the coolest chick. To this day, I think I get excited for her husband now. I wish I could say, if I saw her husband, I would say, hey, man, you really scored. Like, she was the funnest, coolest chick. She was from Chicago. I wonder if we can find her. My burp smells so bad, right? I smell so bad.
I think this is a kind of complete list. I think. I don't know.
I bet I could count blowjobs, too.
Really?
I bet I could. I wish I could find. I have a picture of her. I bet. No, I don't. Oh, I wish I had phones earlier.
You wish you had phones?
Like, meaning like pictures on your cell phones?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because
I
would love to see some pictures from like when I first started comedy. What's your number, Tom? Is this a complete list?
I think I'm forgetting a couple of randoms. These are very so old, man. You're asking me to think back, like
think. Okay, who did you lose your virginity to?
I wrote it down.
What does it say?
I don't want to say it.
Why? There's many names like that.
No.
Why?
I just don't want to.
What does it rhyme with?
Stop.
Benifer. Well, I can't even read it.
I know. That's fine.
But
I don't want to say it.
Why? Do you know her still?
Of course.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Do you talk to her and stuff?
No.
Do you follow her on Instagram?
No.
Do you follow any of these chicks on Instagram?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Let me see one. Can I see one?
Yeah, Christina. I follow her.
I don't follow her. I should follow her right now. I want to follow the girl I lost my virginity to.
Okay.
I'm going to grab my phone.
Jesus Christ.
You know my dad said?
How's the tuna out there? What do you say?
My dad goes, wait, where was this? Where was I? Was it my dad that said it, Peter? Where he goes, a guy doesn't have a virginity.
What?
He goes, you can't take a guy's virginity. And we were all like, you definitely can. It was my dad said it. You weren't there, Peter. It was over Thanksgiving. Someone said something about losing their virginity. And my dad goes, you can't lose your virginity. You're a man. And I went, it was like almost like such an old school way of thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
That we were like, Dad, everyone's a virgin.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, not guys.
Yes, they are.
And I go, yeah. And he goes, no, you can't take a guy's virginity.
Yeah.
I was like, I've taken a lot of guys' virginity, Dad. I don't know her. I don't know. I think she's married. I don't know her name.
I guess try to find it. I don't know.
Maybe I do follow her. I bet I do.
You know what's very cool about my list, though?
What?
So I have two sisters, and I slept with both of their best friends.
That is really fucking cool. And can I tell you, I think about that a lot.
Yeah.
The one I think about. I wonder.
And they both had very different reactions.
Really?
Yeah. My,
Oh, I can't follow her now. I'm fucking talking about this on the goddamn show.
Well, is it a public profile?
No.
Is it private?
It's private.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I can't follow her now. One of them is not on social media at all. She's not on any social media apps.
Really?
Yeah. I need to start a burner account. Get a burner account, start following these hoes.
Nah.
I was in the car with.
Now you're thinking like any.
Yeah. I was in the car driving over here today, and I was like, I can't, like, Leanne is flying into Texas today, mm-hmm. And I go, I can't believe I'm still with her. Like, isn't that crazy? You ever think that, like, you're, like, going, like, I'm still with this one person?
Yeah.
Like, out of this list, there's, out of this list, out of all the chicks I've ever dated.
Yeah.
And hooked up with.
Yeah.
That Leanne stuck. You know, like that one stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. How do you feel about the fact that it stuck?
I'd rather be with her than with any of these women easily, yeah. But like definitely without a fucking doubt. Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I'm really happy I'm with her. But it's crazy that like that's the one. You know, like all these ones had reasons. I bailed.
Right.
And then in even the list of just girls I've dated, they all have a reason. There's like a I bailed on all of them. And it was like something happened where I was like, oh, she's fucking crazy or, you know, X, whatever. But then Leanne didn't do anything. And, you know, we had to be friends when you didn't have phones. We had to date when you didn't have phones. That's so much harder than the kids.
No phones?
Like when we first started dating, you weren't texting. When we first started dating, you had to spend a lot of time with that person.
Yeah.
Like you, when there was iPhones
you
were
calls,
out.
You'd make phone calls.
You'd
right?
call them, but when you were together,
yeah.
You weren't on your phone. You were just
right.
there.
Right.
It's so much easier now that I can like tap out and not talk to her and just be like, huh, what?
Yeah.
Like relationships. Since cell phones, relationships are... I wonder how many of these girls would have stuck around if I had a cell phone. You know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'd have been like, huh? What? Yeah. I didn't notice you're a moron.
Yeah.
Like, I've just been like, she's brilliant. Huh? Yeah. What?
Yeah.
None of them ever texted me pictures of themselves naked.
I know. We missed that. We missed that whole window. That. God damn it.
I missed all of that.
Hmm.
That's crazy. On this list, there is one that definitely would be sending me naked pictures.
Really?
100%.
I definitely have a few hoes on this list.
Yeah.
Yeah. You realize I don't know like the majority of these names. They're just nicknames. I mean, I wrote down
pool party
Savannah. That's not her name. That's the city we fucked in.
Who do you think on that whole list, who do you think you did the best to?
Did the best to?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. And I happen to know her name, so I can't say it. yeah, because some days you're performing, right?
One of mine was one of them. Yeah. So there's two one-night stands.
I know who I did the worst with.
I do, too. With that one right here. Man, yeah. That one was fucking bad.
This was bad. This was really good. She was disappointed.
Oh, this one almost threw a punch at me. Like she went like this and I went,
This one built up a big talk. And then I realized as we were doing it, that like I wasn't attracted to her and like it went from flirty stuff before to like, oh, I don't think we have, like, we shouldn't be doing this. We don't have any chemistry. And
really?
Then she was just talking to me like I'm talking to you right now during sex. You know?
Just
she was
casually, like.
Yeah, she was like, so are you going to come? And I was like, eh.
Not if you keep talking like this.
Yeah. And then I was like, yeah, just be quiet. I'll try to finish.
Isn't it crazy out of that whole list that you ended up with Christina?
I know.
That whole list of people that all had a shot at the title.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. But actually, you know, there's a bunch of mistakes on here. The most of these are mistakes.
Just accidents?
Well, just like, I mean, just there's like, okay. These two were potential yeses. Potential yes. Fun, crazy hookup. Disaster.
I want to see pictures of all of them.
This one. Was
how come they don't have an app? How come they don't have an app?
This one's kind of famous.
Ooh.
I can't say.
You got to tell me now.
No, I'll tell you later.
Wait, tell me now.
No.
So I can. Wait, tell me. So you had sex with two famous people.
Yeah, I guess so.
How famous? Like, what is she? Just tell me who it is and then we'll turn it, cut it out.
No.
Why? Because you know I'll talk about it?
Yeah. I'm curious. I never looked up somebody who I almost ended up with. I've never looked her up.
What do you mean? Weird? What do you mean almost ended up with?
I almost ended up with her.
And I married to her?
Well, I mean, I'm saying it could have gone down that path.
Who is she?
A girl that I dated.
What do you mean looked her up? What do you mean you just...
After I was like, no, like I don't want to. I turned her down.
Yeah.
I've never looked her up again. I never looked up her name. I never looked her up on social media.
Do you know her name and stuff?
I know her. I know what her maiden name. I don't know if she's married. You know, I assume she is.
I wish I could find. I wonder if the chick who I dated in New York follows me on Instagram.
The girl. Oh,
I wonder if I can look her up.
You probably can.
I would be very interested to see what her life is like.
Should I look up that girl now?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. I'm going into people to follow me. 1.8 million. Okay. Well, there are a lot of girls named Dana. I think her name's Dana. What if her name's Dana? Is it Tiffany? Wouldn't it be cool if there was an app where you could track all the people you had sex with? And then you could find and you could connect and find out who they've had sex with and so who you've had sex with based on who they've had sex with.
What?
Like if I typed in the people that I on my list of that I had sex with, and then I could go in and find out all the people they had sex with and do six degrees of separation from sex.
Is that English?
I wish I could find I don't go into my DMs. Oh, have you ever done this on your DMs, Tom? Go into your DMs.
Okay.
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 Go to 99 plus requests.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
And then go to top requests.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. It tells you all the top requests. It tells you all the famous people that have DM'd you.
Yeah.
You've done that?
Yeah.
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Like from and I've never read any of these. And it's like from 56 weeks ago.
Oh yeah.
I haven't fucking looked at any of these. 59 weeks ago, Netflix DM'd me. By the way, are you getting this that's popping up? Let's keep Instagram a supportive place.
I don't think I've seen that.
Reminder to follow our community guidelines and be respectful in messaging others. I keep getting that, and I wonder if I don't reply to anyone or say anything. So I wonder if like someone's sending like nasty messages to me.
Oh.
Am I really? For what? I don't reply to anybody. Are you serious? So they think I'm saying nasty things to people? No, my content's very supportive. I bet, you know, the problem with you is you don't gain weight in your face, really. Your face always stays the same.
Completely not true.
For real? Type in Tom Fat Face. Do you really?
So fat. It gets so fat.
Did you know everyone just commented how skinny you look in that picture that you posted yesterday? Oh, you're right. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You look like me.
Yeah.
In that picture, we look like we could be related.
So fat. Look how fat I am there.
That's a very different man. Look at how ripped you are in that picture. Before and after.
People commented I look skinny where, you said?
On the picture you posted on Instagram of me and you standing next to each other.
Oh.
Leanne's like, Tom's lost a lot of weight.
She saw me last week.
I know. That's what I said. I was like, God damn it. I was like, I was in the picture also. I lost fucking 15 pounds. She's like, yeah, I know, but Tom looks really good.
It was in my stories. I don't know if it's still there or not.
Yeah.
It might be gone now. Oh, yeah. It's the next one. That one.
My feet look skinny.
What?
My feet, my legs look skinny. I'm working on my body.
I know. Yeah.
And the big fucking arms. Look how big this fucking arm is. And these on it shirts.
Bro.
I'm fucking dude. I'm just jacked. I'm fucking jacked.
You are jacked.
Like inside here are so many muscles. And like my lower back is strong as shit. I'm doing a lot of deadlifts.
I like that you always find the positive in this stuff, you know? Like right yeah. now you're like, I have a strong lower back. It's thin.
My lower back. My lower back.
Yeah. Your lower back. Who's your higher black?
Hey, what are we going to eat for lunch today? What are you going to eat? Something healthy?
I brought a shake.
I already had a shake.
Was it a peanut butter smoothie?
Peanut butter smoothie is fucking good. It's half the reason I go to On It is to get those peanut butter smoothies.
My favorite fucking high treat when I was in college, we would get fucking loaded.
Yeah.
Just some bong rips. Blunts, joint, like get absolutely ripped.
Yes.
And then go in the kitchen and make peanut butter milkshakes, like ice cream, peanut butter. Just there's when you're super high, there's nothing.
Peanut butter is so good.
Peanut butter milkshake. Oh my God. That's the best thing I've ever had. Oh.
I'm hungry. I want hot dogs. I love hot dogs. I have a hard time saying no to hot dogs. Do you remember that time we were at the beach and I ate like 18 hot dogs? Do you remember that? We were at my beach house, and I kept eating hot dogs, and then I had diarrhea.
Yeah.
And I go, I wonder what I got diarrhea from. And you go, you've eaten 2 packs of hot dogs. And I went, will they give you diarrhea? And you're like, are you being serious?
Yeah, but you also had a bunch of donuts that day.
I did have donuts that day. Yeah. God damn it. Good memory.
Yeah.
I remember I ate so.
So let's just recap this. Ooh. You had a bunch of donuts and a bunch of hot dogs.
I could eat a hot dog right fucking now. Do you have hot dogs, Annie? No, you do not. I'm going to have a fucking hot dog today. Isn't that crazy how you manifest things?
Yeah, that is crazy. How good, though, how good would some fresh donuts be right now?
I'm in a salty mood.
Oh, you're in a salty
yeah,
mood.
Yeah, I want salty.
I would tear up a donut right now.
I would tear up a hot dog. I could go for a double cheeseburger from Whataburger. I could go for breakfast burritos. I could go for pizza.
Breakfast burrito sounds good.
Taco Bell's.
Or
Taco
breakfast Bell. Tacos.
Breakfast tacos always sound good.
There's a bunch of good ones here.
Why don't they do more breakfast? Why don't they do a breakfast pizza? You know, pizza,
I bet they do, right?
I know, but Pizza Hut should be, or Domino's should be doing breakfast pizzas.
It's a good idea for them.
Because do they type in breakfast pizza? I saw Mario Batali do one for Michael Stipe one time.
Uh-huh.
He made, can you type, fuck, that looks so good.
From REM?
Yeah. Type in Mario, God damn it, that fucking, that's what I want.
Yeah.
That's what I want in life. But the problem is the egg doesn't travel so great.
Yeah, yeah.
By the time you get the egg, there. It's cold. You got to be there. Type in Michael Stipe, Mario Batali.
Yeah.
It stinks that Mario Batali, that's definitely not how you spell it.
Definitely how you spell that.
You wrote B Italy. egg pizza. If you can find this, I remember watching this. They're like best friends, Michael Stipe and him. And he had Michael Stipe over and he made him an egg pizza. And I watched it and I was like, just little things. Chefs can do little things, like just the way they sprinkle salt on it.
Yeah.
And dude, his Molto Mario was such a good fucking show.
Who, Batali's show?
When he would just have people and he'd make them Italian food and they'd sit and they'd eat. And it was such a good fucking show.
Does he do anything now?
No, he got Me Too'd and I don't remember really, but it was like, it was just unsafe work environment type thing.
Oh, he was like kind of aggressive at work or something, right?
I guess. I don't know. I don't remember the whole thing. I mean, all I can say is I liked this TV show a lot.
Yeah.
Dude, that was the old school Food Network. Was the best. No slight on the current Food Network programming. I love Guy's Grocery Games. I love those type of foods, but I don't like competition food shows aren't as good to me as like a straight up chef cooking and talking.
Mm-hmm.
I love that shit. Bobby Flay making steaks and telling you how to. I remember getting so into cooking
yeah.
because of the cooking of the Food Network.
Yeah.
I love that shit. You know, I made my own pasta one time because of that.
Yeah.
And it was so fucking good. Pasta, making pasta, it, that when you make it, I made, you know what I did? I made my own pasta and I did, what's the bacon fat with egg yolks?
I don't know.
Fuck.
Italian dish you're talking about?
It's an Italian dish and it's the fucking bacon, egg, carbonara.
Okay.
I made spaghetti carbonara with real pasta one time. And it was, I'll tell you what's beautiful about that. We can't do it hungry. You have to do it not hungry because it takes a while.
Yeah.
And that's the fun thing is making food when you're not hungry.
Yeah, it's different.
And taking your time with it.
Yeah.
It's, and it's like, God damn it. Out of all these chicks,
mm-hmm.
only my wife cooked for me.
That's a big deal.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I don't know if any of these women can cook. One of these chicks, I had sex with her, and I thought she must have had a bologna sandwich. Did I ever tell you this? I was like, she had a bologna sandwich. I haven't had a bologna sandwich in forever, and I liked bologna sandwiches.
Because you smelled it on her?
I smelled it all over her. I was like, she had a bologna sandwich. Who eats a bologna sandwich where they goes out to bars? But I was like, whatever. End up bumping into her bar the next night. And we go back. I'm like, God damn it. She had a fucking another bologna sandwich. I end up spending the night that night. I wake up in the morning. She goes, are you hungry? And I was like, yeah. She's like, what do you want? And I was like, I'll take a bologna sandwich. She goes, I don't have bologna. And I was like, you don't? She goes, no. And I went, oh, you just smell like bologna? Like your
you said
natural
that?
Smell? No, I didn't say that. I just kept it to myself. But I like the smell of bologna. Yeah. So I didn't have a problem with it.
You think that was just what she smelled like, bologna? Mm. Really?
I'd be curious if you met her to smell her.
I would love to smell her.
Just go, Isla and I, when Isla would hike, Isla liked to smell the different people that walked past us, and she would make noises based on their smell. It was a fucking funny, you'd know she would.
You made a good point. I'm counting now. Who cooked for me? Cooked for me.
The first one cooked for you?
Yeah.
You were like 17 years old.
Yeah. But we dated for a while, a few years.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. One, two.
Did she know that she took your virginity?
Yeah.
You told her?
Mm-hmm. It was at the same time I took her. I mean.
Oh, you guys shared it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. What's that like?
A mess.
Wait. And were you scared and nervous and cried?
A little bit, yeah.
Did you guys cry?
No.
Did she cry?
No, I think it was more like, I feel like it was more like, okay, that's done now. You know what I mean? Like it was.
I don't even know.
We
what
were kind of nervous, and it was like, oh, I guess I'm not a virgin anymore. Like it was like that. It
I don't know what I don't. You gotta like, you gotta. What do you do to take someone's virginity? You have to like break something, right?
Well, yeah, I guess isn't it the hymen that breaks?
I don't know. Pull up a picture of the hymen.
Oof.
What?
I don't know.
What? I don't even know what it is.
Okay.
Okay, I don't want to see this, I don't think.
Well, you asked.
How are
for
they
it.
Spreading? What is? I'm so confused.
Well, there it is.
So what is
so that tears. That tears.
That's the thing that blocks things?
Well, it's just
I don't want to fucking see this. Why is that gross? And that's a vagina.
It's inside, yeah. So that tears when you have sex, and then...
Do you remember breaking it?
I don't remember breaking it. I remember the blood. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's all over your dick?
It's all over everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting my assholes tingling.
Yeah. Yeah. Your ass might bleed, too, if you do it.
Oh, fuck. So yeah. It's on the... It's like a
Well, look at that one right there in the middle is perfect. That one, yeah. See? So that skin tears, the vaginal opening.
Oh, fuck. Oh, wait. So, oh, my God.
So the vaginal opening is smaller.
Oh, fuck. I don't want to know about it. I don't want to know. Never mind. This is a bad mistake. That's fucking crazy. Yeah, only one cooked for me.
And these bitches can't cook for sure. And then, yeah, she cooked.
This girl probably can't cook. She's from Liverpool.
You're like, I don't even want to find out if she can cook.
You know she was tongue-tied?
No.
Yeah. Tongue-tied. You know what that is, guys? Is when you can't take your tongue out of your mouth. So in order to kiss her, you just licked her tongue.
How long did you date her?
It was a night. I think she had sex with me so that she could spend the night.
Oh, I think you told me this story. Yeah.
Yeah. We went to a theme park, her mm-hmm. and her sister, and then she I wonder if she is watching this right now and she goes, "Wait, that's the guy I fucked." Or she's like, "Oh, Lottie, that's the guy I fucked." Hello. I told you she drank.
Would it be crazy if you married her?
No, I would not. We didn't have a lot in common. We didn't have much. She was fun. She partied. She smoked cool cigarettes and drank Cabasquier.
Jesus.
I know. As I was fucking her, I was like, this is what it would smell like to fuck Tupac.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Or Tony Woods.
Let's see. Yeah, this could have been a marriage, possibly.
There's a couple girls I can't believe I didn't fuck.
This one, I guess, could have been potentially. This is a definite no. This is definite yes. This is
marriage?
No. Yeah.
No.
No. No.
That yes. was a yes until
yes.
she messed it up.
No. No. No.
I could have. This one was never a yes. That was never. I wish I had more sex with more chicks now, because I feel like my list is boring.
Get out there. See what happens.
I could. Maybe I'll get them all together and we'll start a intramural basketball team.
Yeah?
Yeah. With one sub. Is there someone you wished you had sex with?
Yeah. In like high school, college?
Stuff? No. Like in stand-up comedy.
In stand-up?
Like, is there a female comedian
mm-hmm.
that you...
Hey, buddy, we all know who yours is.
Who's mine? Who's mine?
Do you not remember anything yesterday?
No, what did I say? Boy, what did I say? Who did I say? Did I say something?
Yeah.
What did I say? Oh, is this when we were fucking partying?
Yeah.
God damn it.
You don't remember?
I'm guessing. I know two people we talked about, but I don't remember if I said I wanted to fuck them.
Well, you didn't use the words explicitly, but it sure seemed implied.
Oh, no. No, there's a lot of attractive female comedians.
Okay, all right.
There's many, a plethora.
Yeah, right, yeah. Is there a number that you specifically wish you had slept with?
No. I've never had... I've never been... I think stand-up gets in the way of my physical attraction to the women.
Uh-huh.
Because they do exactly what I do,
yeah.
I see them very differently. I mean, I see them as sexy. Like I find there are attractive female comedians, but because we do what we do, I look at them differently.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Like I always look at them almost like sisters.
I never thought I would date. Like that was one of those things because people would say it. I was a young comic, but you know, other comics who had been doing it longer, they're like, don't ever date another comic. Like kind of like don't date somebody from work, that kind of thing. And I just never assumed I would, you know.
I assumed I would.
You did?
Yeah, I definitely thought I would. I thought I would, and then there just weren't that many girls doing stand-up when I started in New York. The list was small. It was Aaron Foley, Becky Donahue, Karen Bergreen. And you know, Amy's best friend was doing it then, too. So I apologize. I can't remember her name right now because she still does comedy. She's very talented. She was on a Netflix special. Type in, I'm saying Amy's best friend because I'm always shocked that she's best friends with Amy because I knew her when she started. Rachel Feinstein.
Yeah.
She was there, but she was young. She was like fucking 17 or something.
Yeah, she does well, man. She's a good
comic. Her and Pete Davidson are like the same age, I think.
I don't know.
She is. Can I be respectful of Rachel and say she has blossomed into a very attractive woman? As a kid, she was such a goofy... When she started, like 20 years ago, she was the goofiest, like, goofball.
Didn't you say that her and Pete Davidson were the same age?
Yeah, right?
Well, you said she started 20 years ago.
She started 20 years ago. Pete Davidson's been doing stand-up 20 years.
Pete Davidson's 24, 25.
No.
Yeah.
How do I know Pete then?
He's a very famous guy.
Type in. Pete started when he was like 15, though.
He was a young guy, but he
started. I remember meeting. I remember seeing him when he was a kid at the clubs.
Okay.
He's 28.
28. Okay.
He started when he was 8 years old. He's been doing stand up. He's got to be doing stand up.
Definitely as a teenager, for sure.
Yeah.
Like 16, 17.
God, man.
Yeah.
How the fuck does he do it?
I don't know. 16.
I mean, I can't, like, it's interesting. Because I've run into Pete, you know, not recently, like, right before pandemic, I ran into Pete.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't do anything special. He just said hi.
Yeah.
And we were going to go see a Knicks game. I didn't see anything special. Just a regular person. Very sweet.
Yeah.
How does that regular person meet Kim Kardashian and go, you're in? Like it's fucking fascinating to me. I'm actually fascinated. Pete Davidson's list of people he's dated is so anti who he is.
Like, what do you
it's, mean? Not, it's not, I mean, I don't know, by the way, I don't really know Pete Davidson more than like, you know,
yeah,
knowing him when he was younger, bumping into him every now and then, just a very sweet guy, but he just isn't, he's not, like, he doesn't seem like a star fucker. He doesn't seem like, to me, and I could be wrong, he doesn't seem like fame is attractive to him at all. He seems very anti-famous, right? But I all mean, of a sudden, his list probably, is fucking through the goddamn roof.
He's probably just genuine with these girls, and I think that's part of the appeal. And funny. Like, just being genuine and funny.
Oh, yeah, that is what... He is very genuine.
Yeah. So, I don't know. They're used to, like, everybody, like, probably coming on super aggressively or being weird around them.
But, like, here's the thing. Okay, this is what I meant to say. We all know those comics that were dogs that are sliding into girls' DMs and all about pussy, right? That was a big thing when we were starting stand-up, and I think it's, I'm going to be dead honest with you, I think it's the reason we're successful is that we didn't focus on pussy at all. Stand-up stand-up never paid our pussy bill for us.
Right.
Like, we were, I think very early we fell in love and started with the same chick, and so stand-up for us was about being funny.
Right.
But we all know the guys where stand-up was about, by the way, this beer just kicked in, and I'm starting to feel good again.
Yeah.
I feel like we should, I'm excited for our next episode.
Okay.
So, but we all know those guys who fell prey to pussy. So they never, and if you're listening, that means they never changed their act.
Yeah.
They just did what murdered and they had all like fun, cute boy shit to just get pussy.
Yeah.
And then, but that's so not who Pete Davidson is yet. He has achieved what all those pussy getting comics wanted.
Yes.
With ever out searching out for the pussy.
Yeah.
He just was himself. And got all the pussy also.
That's a great way to get it.
God damn it.
Yeah. It's a good lesson. All right. I love you. We'll see you soon.
I'm gonna open another beer.
Okay.
And then I love you.
Okay.
Bert and Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.